Commentator Frank DeFord says he's noticed a market that's getting older and older.
Seems to me like an awful lot of old folks in sports today. You noticed? I don't mean your decrepit 30-something-year-old players who are invariably called aging veterans, but the actual AARP geezers who are still breathing and pulling the strings, senior citizens, oldsters who are, many years young, graybeards who are, up in years. Yes, old is in. In college football, 80 is the new 60. If Penn State keeps winning, old Joe Paterno, in the vernacular Joe Pa, with the emphasis on the latter, will be coach of the national champions at the age of 82. But then Pa can't stop coaching, or old Bobby Bowden, who is merely 78 and has his Florida State team ranked number 15, could pass him for most career wins. But look back in olden times. What aged wimps. Old Pop Warner. Pop was 67 when he decided he better hit the rocking chair. Old Bear Bryant was such an ancient 69 when he retired, he went to that great gridiron in the sky only a few weeks later. Old Woody Hayes was 65 when he was overcome with a moment of pigskin dementia, punched an opposing player, and had to be put out to pasture. Sunset came earlier back then. See, it ain't easy for the elderly coaching under the big tent. Terry Francona, manager of the Red Sox, is a pup of 49. He moans that it takes him the whole offseason just to get ready again to ride chartered airplanes, cogitate, and spit. This job, sometimes it almost sucks the life out of you, young Terry whines. Hey, buck up, kid. Look who's managed the Phillies in the World Series. Old Charlie Manuel, a war baby of 64. The general manager, old Pat Gillick, is a depression baby of 71. And the Phillies had to beat old Joe Torre's Dodgers to get to the series. The commissioner of baseball is old Buddy Selig, who's 74. Imagine being called Buddy when you're 74. But another 3 years and change, and Selig passes Kennesaw Mountain Landis as the oldest commissioner on record. Now basketball. Old Lute Olson, age 74, quit as the coach at the University of Arizona the other day, but then he had a good excuse. He's engaged to a 47-year-old woman. A man's got to choose. But here comes old Larry Brown, taking on his 10th different professional team in Charlotte at age 68. Talk about reinventing yourself at twilight time. And the NBA has developed a wonderfully dear system of having aged former head coaches serve as wise men assistants, the eminence gree of the staff. Old Tex Winter is still a consultant with the Lakers, a whopping 86 years old. Sometimes these days, sports looks like an assisted living facility or the United States Senate.
The comments of relative youngin' Frank DeFord. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.